Fire away.
The ball you hit off the wall in right field, did you think it was out?
Honestly, no. Like, I hit it, and I saw him. He didn't really move initially, so I was like, ah, dang, right at him. Like, we'll get him next time, whatever. And then I kind of saw him start drifting back. I was like, holy cow, that might go. And then it hit off the top of the wall, and I was just glad I got a second.
And the triple.
Yeah, honestly, again, on the triple, I thought he was going to catch it because I hit it, and then I didn't really come out of the box too hard because I thought it was going to be right at him. I thought it was going to be one of those quick ones right back in the dugout. And then I saw it go past him, and then I was able to still make it to third. Saw Ramsey wave me around, so that was an exciting play as well.
What can you say about this lineup that can put a 7-run inning out there?
Dangerous. We got a lot of guys top to bottom that'll just grind a pitcher out, really make them work, and really make them come in their zone. That's kind of been the theme for this weekend, is get their pitchers in our zone. Don't chase, because if we chase, that just makes their stuff play that much better. So I think our guys have done a really, really nice job of that.
Another series win. I guess the momentum just keeps building, and that's at the right time of year too.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We're playing our best baseball. It's kind of one of the things that we've been trying to accomplish, is playing our best baseball towards the later half of the season. I think we're accomplishing that. Opportunity to sweep these guys this weekend will be a huge momentum going into next week.
Tell us about the Killer Dubs.
The Killer Dubs. It starts with Austin Wilhite and goes all the way up to Luke Waddell at the top. 4 dubs right in a row. We just kind of try and grit it out, grind it out, make the pitchers work, like I was saying earlier. And it seems to be a pretty good combo we got going.
Whose idea was that?
I think it was Jaffe's, honestly. I'm not sure who came up with the term, but I think I heard him start saying it first. So it's kind of just caught fire here a little bit.
T-shirts and the whole thing.
We'll see about all that.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, tell us again how you
came full circle.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I started off here. It kind of wasn't going to be seeing the field a whole lot. Talked with the coaching staff. They were really helpful through the whole process, kind of getting me in front of a couple of JUCO coaches. Ended up going to Gulf Coast State College in Florida, and then felt like it was in my best interest to go to University of Central Florida. And then had a few family issues that kind of brought me back here, got my eligibility. Again, special thanks to Lance Marcos for making all that happen, and Coach Hall kind of really fighting on my behalf. So they got me eligible, and it was just kind of a huge relief that I was going to be able to help us this year.
Does it kind of feel like home?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel more comfortable on either side of the plate?
It kind of varies. A lot of people have asked me that. One day I could be seeing it especially well left-handed, not so well right-handed, and then vice versa. It's kind of rare, at least for me personally, to be dialed in from both sides, or on the other side of that, slumping from both sides. So it's kind of just day by day.
You guys have had a lot of, you know, 2 out of 3 series.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it's important for you guys to come out tomorrow and try to get the sweep.
Exactly, it is. And for the most part, we've kind of had our backs against the wall. So most of the time it seems like we're losing that Friday game and then coming back Saturday, Sunday to win the series. So this is a great opportunity. Already have the series win. We can't be complacent. We have to go full speed tomorrow and grind these guys out again.
Early in the season, you weren't playing a lot. How did you keep yourself motivated, and what did you do to put yourself in position to take advantage of the chance?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it is just keeping your head up. Because you get in trouble. I dealt with this a little bit last year as well. You get in trouble when you start slumping the shoulders and you start getting your head down. And then once you do get your opportunity, you're kind of just in that, you know, irritated mindset, like, oh, I should be here every day. But you really just got to fight to keep your head up. Stay in the cage, keep your head down, work hard in the weight room, get extra reps whenever you can, and just hope that the opportunity presents itself. And when it does, take advantage of it.
And Coach says that you're a guy who, you know, got a dirty uniform all the time. Is that kind of your mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. If I don't have a dirty uniform after the end of the game, I feel like I haven't even played. So if it's anything, I'm diving for a ball that I'm not even close to, just to get some dirt on there.
Did you play much first base at all before this year?
Funny story about that, actually. Coach Ramsey, this fall, or it might have been this spring, asked me if I had played first, and I told him of course. But truthfully, the only first that I've played before this was about two innings in my junior college. So I just have confidence in myself and my ability to kind of learn a new position. So just kind of learning that as we go. But I feel a lot more comfortable over there now.
Similar to the Tristan English story.
Yeah, exactly. But third base, I've always kind of been used to making that throw from the left side of the infield. So moving over to third has been it's challenging, but it's a good challenge.
That was a bad error today, I thought, too, by the way.
Yeah, the ball was smoked. It was smoked. Probably should have come up with it, but, you know, can't make them all, I guess. But we try.
Blame Greg Campbell.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, thank you.